Okay, Rabbi, so I hope all is well. Today we are learning Bava Metzia Daf Chaf Dalet. We're at the two dots on Chaf Gimel and the Beis. A quote from our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer. Right, if you remember, we had said that anything that if there's an Ampurya, right, then you do not have to machrez. You do not have to announce it. So the Gemara just asked, "My Ampurya, what is that?" Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rekelim Chadash Mishulah Savasan Ayin. These are new kelim that people don't recognize yet. And I would explain what that halacha has relevance, but the Gemara asks that exact question. The Gemara says, "Hey, tell me what's the case? E is beusim, and if there is a semen on it, so ki los of us va'ayin. Who cares? Who cares that people recognize the kelim? He has a semen, right? It has his name initials on it. Fi less beusim, and if there's no semen, so then ki vas va'ayin ma'yavi. Who cares? If there's no semen, it's a generic piece of, I don't know, generic bottle of milk. So then who cares that he recognizes it, right? There's no simon. There's no way for him to get it back. So the Gemara says, Olam de lespe simon, really there is no simon. Aye, so what's it, how could you, what's, who cares? So nafki min eladurit, the tzur v'merabanan betzvias eina. There's a halacha that a tzur v'merabanan, if you have a Talmud Chacham, right, who says that something belongs to him, you could return it based on Tvias Ayin, the fact that he recognizes it. And Sivasana Ayin, Sekimle Begavayu. So if he recognizes it, meaning if he's had it long enough in his house that he recognizes it, so then Madrinale, then we can give it back. Kilosavasana Ayin, but if he hasn't, so then Lo Kimle Begavayu, Lo Madrinale, then you would not give it back to him. And how do you know someone's a Talmud Chacham? So Gemara, interestingly, fascinatingly, right, defines, right, who is someone you can give an item back to based on Tvias. There's, you're allowed, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lie, right, in three things. In b'masechta, right, and how much he's learned, right, the Rashi says, how much do you, if someone asks him, have you learned this Gemara well, right, so he doesn't have to say, right, even if he does, he doesn't have to say, it's anava, b'puria, right, regarding family matters with his wife, and b'ushpiza, right, in terms of being a guest. Now, the last one, being a guest, is somewhat, I don't know, counterintuitive. It's interesting. If you look at Rashi, Shalu Asospija Vim Kiblu Beseder Pum Yafos. Someone, if you ask that, if your host accepted, meaning your Talmud Chacham, someone asks you, right, were you warmly accepted and welcomed by your host? And he says, no. And that's midat tovah, and that's good. Why? Kidei shelo yikfutzu bnei bo bnei adam sheinu muganim lavo tamid alav v'yuchlu es mamono. Because what's going to happen, right? If people heard that they had a good time, that the Talmud Chacham had a good time by some family, right? More people are going to come and invite themselves over and eat them at a house and home, right? Fascinating metzias, fascinating thing over there. Okay, obviously not for Daf Yomi Limud. But anyway, those three things he's allowed to lie for. And the Gemara says, my nafkamina, right? Who cares, right? My nafkamina, why are you telling me this now? Like, what is this? This is midos. This is not halacha, right? We're talking about, we're in Bava Metzia here. What do we care? Samar marzutra ladrui be avidza betu yaseina. That's how you can define a person as a Talmud Chacham, right? To return an item that's lost, right? Based on the fact that he recognized it. Iyadidin bedilo mishani elabahani talas so that manjunale. If we know that he doesn't lie about anything except for these three things, so then we return it to him. But if he doesn't, right, if he lies about other things, or if he's not telling the truth about other things, then we don't return it back to him. Okay. Marzutra chasida igve le kasa de kaspa me ushpiza. Marzutra, the chasid, right, has a scenario where there was a silver goblet, or kasa or cup, right, stolen from the place he was staying. And chasiluhu bar beirav de mashi yadev uvenagiv beglima de chavre. So he saw a Talmud Chacham. Not a Talmud Chacham, but maybe a yeshiva bacher, right, who would wipe his hands, right, on his friend's clothing, right? I guess he washes and he has a dime or whatever, and wipes his hands on his friend's shirt. So Amar Hainu Haid, right, this is the guy who stole it, the little Ichbat Leia Mamonu, the Chabri doesn't care about his friend's stuff, and sure enough, Kafte, right, Rav Zutra forced him, and Odi, right, he admitted, right, to taking it. Obviously, this is a, you know, obviously a fascinating way for him to analyze it, but that's the Maizu Shoy, that's the story. Tani within the Rabbi said, Modu bit Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar became Chodashim Sisvatna Ayin. Again, we had said Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right, if you remember, right, it said that, he said that if you have new kalim, that the owner recognizes the shechai of the hachris, that you have to announce it. So this is, again, we said that again, that this, in the case where the Talmud Chacham, right, obviously if he recognizes it, So then you can give it back. But if you have new kelim, the sisvas and the ayin, and meaning as an outgrowth thing of that halakha, right? If you have even new kelim that the person has had time to recognize, right? You know, a new fork you wouldn't recognize, but a new car, right? That's you know, it doesn't have a license plate. Obviously, a new car is a bad example because the license plate determining factors, whatever. But you know, if a guy is able to recognize an item, so then chayiv l'achriz. Then you have to announce it because maybe the Talmud Chacham will come get it. Which are these types? Kelim Chadash Shalos of Asna'ayin. What are these items that don't, that you would not have to announce because they're too standard, and we assume that the guy has not Sheino Chayiv L'Achriz, that the guy is not, you don't have to announce it, and we assume that even the Talmud Chacham is not going to recognize. You're going, for example, Badi Machte Vitsinorin, Vitsinorios, or Machrozes Shal Kardumos, right? Either you have these string of needles, right, or of spinning kind of things that you would use to make like clothing and stuff. Machrozes Shal Kardumos, right, a row of a string of axes, right? Just again, new, you know, let's say new hardware, you know, you go to Home Depot, right? Got a bunch of standard screwdrivers, whatever. Call Elusha Amlu Imatai Mutarin. All of these said, when can you keep them? As much as Matan Echad Echad, if you find them by themselves. So Aval Matan Shnaim Shnaim Chayiv L'Achriz, but if you find them together, right, two by two, right, there are two of them or whatever. So right, as we said, if you know the number of things, right, I found a bunch of screwdrivers, right, obviously that's much more noticeable. My body, what is body? That's shuchi, that's with branches of a tree. My car, they body, why do we call it body? Right, again, we'd said, what about the mechtin, right, the branches of needles and sinorios. Right, so why do we say that? So davar talu bemide bad karule, something that's hanging by something, right? We say string, but back then it was branches. If you're hanging something by something, that's called a bud. Kahud, 1 second, kahud. Yeah, the Tanan, okay, Darin and Hassam, okay, but we changed, there's a couple of girses here. Either way, Alei Echad Bevad Echad, right, the person says an Alei Echad Bevad Echad, not person, but that's a halacha that is quoted by, where is it, a Gemara somewhere? Well, anyway, it's a reference to on Hoshanis. So Mechogos on Hoshanis, how many Hoshanis do you need? So one opinion is that you only need one branch, right, and one Alei is literally one leaf. Right, so that's babad, right? Again, it's a branch. That's what we're talking about. Okay. V'chein hai Rabbi Shimon Alozer Omer Hamatzel min Ari, min Adov, min Namer, min Bardalas, min Zuto Shoyam. If you save an item from any of these things, from these wild animals, or from the sea, or the river, Mishilos Solnar, from a river, Hamoti Bistrati Plati Gedola, if you find it in a big highway or something, right, or in a big public square, but if you have a lot of people, right, Harry Elu Shalom, right, they belong to you. Because there is Yeish. This is Rabbi Shimon Bar Lozer Shita. If you find it in a public area, then you are you're allowed to keep it. So Iboy Lehu, they asked the following shayla about Rabbi Shimon Bar Lozer and the Chachamim. Well, you'll see in a second. Now these questions are going to last us for a bit, right, all the way down to the end of today's daf to the Mishnah. So it's good to pay attention. And I said that the shilas five shilas, and we're going to try and answer them basically throughout the rest of the day. And we'll come to the answer by a couple of them. But either way, that's the following shilas. Kikamar Rishim Ben Elazar, when again, he says that you can find something that you can find an item. If you're in an area with a lot of people, so is that Barov Kananim? Is that where there's mostly Goyim, right? And therefore, because the Rove, the majority, the most likely outcome is that it was lost by a Goy. There's no Mitzvah Shavuos Aveda, right? By a Goy. Abba Barov Yehudim Lo, Barov Yisrael Lo, but if it's mostly Jews, so then he would not say it's Mutter. Oh, Delma, if you're Barov Yisrael Nami Yomer. Maybe he says it's also in a case where it's mostly Jews. And again, as Tosis points out over here, right, very often there's a chance that it was found by someone, who is not a reputable person, so therefore the owner of the item has Yeish. So Imtem Salamar, and if you're going to tell me, Philip Rabbi Saul Nami Amar, that Rabbi Shimon Elazar says is halacha, in the case where there's mostly Jews, Pligi Rabban Alea, right, or Lo Pligi, do the Chachamim agree, right, or disagree? Maybe they maskim, are they cholik? Rintin shalom or pligi, if you tell me that they argue, barov yisrael vade pligi, barov kananim pligi, olo pligi. And if you tell me that they argue, do they definitely argue by the case of Rov Yisrael, where the majority is Jews, or and if that's, I mean, is that, if that's true, do they argue about Rov Kananim, or do they not? Maybe they're masking by Rov Kananim. Then Tim Salomar Pligi, if you tell me that they argue in the case where it's Rov Kananim with mostly non-Jews, halacha kamoso, or ain't halacha kamoso, right? Do we paskin like Hashem Elazar, the Chachamim, in fact, disagree with him? And in Tim Salomar halacha kamoso, if you tell me Hashem Elazar, the halacha is like him, is that dafka Rov Kananim, or filu Rov Yisrael, right? Is the halacha by him by Rov Kananim, or is it also by him, and above by Rov Yisraelim as well? So now that's basically what we're going to do for the rest of the day's daf. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Hamotza mos b'te kinesis b'te midrushes. Right, if you find money in shuls, right, in Beis HaMedrash, v'chol makam sh'rabim metzuyim sham, in any place where there are a lot of people, harei elu shalo, you can keep them, b'nei sh'abaylam yisya'ashim mehem, right, because the baylam have yeyush. Man sh'mazle the azal basaruva, who's the guy who says that we go based on writing? If you find an item among, with a lot of people, that usually the phrase azal basaruva means we go based on the majority. That's not what it means here, right? If you're Rashi, kolomar shaholich b'din mitzia achar tam rabim mitzuyim sham. Right, who's the one who introduced this whole concept that if you find it in a place with a lot of people, you go based on the majority of the people there? That's Rav Shem ben Elazar, right? And shmas mina afilu b'rov Yisrael nam. Again, it must be that has to be a case. Again, but the midrashas, but the kinesis, but the midrashas, right? The shuls, etc. Must be the case in rov major, rov Jews, and so we're allowed. Apparently, without a keep it. So Gemara says, "Nah, that's not a good proof necessarily, because Achomayskin and Mufuzarin could be that the case where the money is strewn around. And there's no sim in there, right? Then you can keep it, right? Then you can keep it regardless." So Gemara says, "Even Mufuzarin, my area, right? Makom Sharab Metzuyim Sham. Right? Well, if it's a case where money is spread around, so who cares, right? Where it's found? There are a lot of people. It's not relevant. Feel in Rabbi Metzuyim Sham. Even if there's nobody around, right? If you find just money that's strewn all over the place, you're allowed to keep it." So Gemara says, "Ella Lola Metzuyim." And really, you're right. In Echanami, the money is like kind of tied together, and you could have a simon, right? The guy tied together in a wallet or something. But the kinesis shall kananim. So we're not talking about rov Yisraelim. We thought is but the kinesis, but the midrushis, right? Shuls and base medrash, right? That's talking about where they're Jews. Here we're talking about the kinesios. Kinesios doesn't necessarily mean a base kinesis. Yes, it's a shul, but kinesis lachnis, not lachnis. Kenosis kol ha'yudim, right, to gather around, but the goyim also gather together, so it means in their houses of gathering, right, so it's not necessarily teaches me anything about Rov Yisraelim. So Gemara says, but the Midrash is Mike Lemayim, okay, fine, but they don't have, there you could teach up, right, Beis Knesses as a, you know, place where they gather, but what about a Beis Medrash, right? They don't have a Beis Medrash, right? That's not, we're not talking about you know, the Beis Medrash is a shul, is a Torah, is a Beis Medrash, whatever. So Gemara says, you're right, but the Medrash is didan. Right, the Yasuvu Kanani. We're talking about our Bate Knesses, our Bate Madrashos, but there are goyim there, right? There's a security, right? So again, it's not necessarily considered to be what's it called? Not necessarily it's a place where you have Rov Yisraelim. The Gemara says, "What do you mean?" Not the Gemara says, but the Rishonim talk about. What do you mean? Obviously, even if you have a gracious security guard, right, it's still Rov Yisraelim. Right, so again, so the Gemara says in a Chanami, the Rishonim might have different answers for that, right? But it could very well be that the Goyim, right, kind of look after, you know, the Yeshiva Bachar is not looking for a lost object, right? It could be the Goyish, you know, guy standing watch, right, with the security guard, and looks around, right, sees an item, right, he's not doing anything, so he's looking around, he could probably find an item, so maybe the owner will have Yeish. Okay, either way, it's necessarily a scenario where it's. It's more comparable to a case where there's a goyish majority because the owner is going to have yeyush, and it's meaning it's more likely that the lost item will be found by the goyish security guard than all the, you know, the guys running to Seder. Okay, fine. Right, so the Gemara just says hashdas lehaki. Now you came to this understanding of the phrase basim midrasho. So then you could also teach up base kinesis like that. You could say by the kinesis nami didan deav bekananim. You could also, right, you have a case where it's a shul, right, and they have a security, right, and therefore it's more likely that the goyim will find it, and therefore there is yesh. Okay, so long story short, it doesn't tell us, doesn't prove our halacha one way or another, or answer any of our five questions. Tashma, I'll bring another proof. Matzah ba'aveda im rov Yisrael chayv lahachris right im rov kinesis. In the Chayv Lahachris, right? The Mishnah, we're going to have, no, just kidding. This Mishnah is in Machshirin. If you find a lost item, if a majority of Jews have to announce, if it's a majority of Kananim, so that you don't. Apparently, what do you see? Kikam Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Hananim. Rav Shimon Elazar says you can keep the item with his Rav Hananim. Al Rav Yisrael lo, by Rav Yisrael, you have to announce it. Gemara says, Haman ni Rabbanan. He says, no, it doesn't have to necessarily be true. It could be the Rabbanan. Gemara says, okay, but that in Tishu Mina, the modular Rav Shimon Elazar, Rav Hananim. Okay, so then apparently the Chachamim agree to Rav Shimon Elazar, right, by a case of Rav Hananim, where there's majority non-Jews. So Gemara says, no, Ella Lo'olim Rishim and Elazar. You could say, no, it's really Rishim and Elazar. I feel Rov Yisrael Nami. And really, right, he says you could keep it by Rov Yisraelim. Aye, did you just tell me, didn't the mission just tell me if it's Rov Yisrael, you have to announce it? Hachamayiskinan Betamun cases where the item is buried. Right, and therefore, right, this is not Yeish, and you have to announce it. The Gemara says, well, Ibetamun, Ma'ivitagabe, don't touch a buried item. Why? Well, it's not a lost item. Right, but it's not without the Mishnah. Matzeh Kliba Ashba. Right, if you find an item right in the garbage dumps, if it's mechuselo yigabo, if it's covered, don't touch it, because it's not, the guy put it there on purpose. And megula notes on the hachris. But if it's open, you should take it and announce it. But again, there's exactly our case is buried. Why did you touch it on a lost object? So the Kadrama of Papa, the Gemara says, like a Papa, but Ashbash and Usuri the Phanos, for Nimlach Alel Lefanosa. Because the case is where it's a garbage dump that you don't necessarily clear it away, right? It's a Mount Trashmore, it doesn't usually get cleared away. And sure enough, right, the city decided, right, to clear it. And Hakanami says, so too, right? Ashbash and Usuri the Phanos, for Nimlach Alel Lefanosa, so too, that's the case over here as well. And therefore, right, that's it's considered to be a lost object. Okay. Vibai Sema, or you could say, Lola Rambanan, or you could say that Bryce is actually the Chachamim. Ah, it does not teach me that they agree with Shem Ben Elazar. So Gemara says, no, Mikutani Hein Shalom. It doesn't say that they bold. You can keep it. It just says, Eino Chayav Lahachris Katani. You don't have to announce it. Really, Vianiach, Vias Yisrael, Viav, Levi Siman, Vishakel. Really, you should leave it, and then a Jew can come and he can give you the Siman. Right? It doesn't mean that you can necessarily take it. Okay. Tashma, another proof. All right. Then Ravasi said, "Matzah chavis yayin beir sheruba kananim." If you find a barrel of wine, right, in a case where it's mostly kananim, mostly goyim, muteres mishum mitziyah v'asur behana. You're allowed to keep it as a lost object, but it's asur behana because again, we're assuming it came from a goy, right? It's avodah zara, right? Lechor it's yayin nesach or whatever, so you can't see it's asur behana. But Yisrael v'nasim b'siman, right? If a Jew then said, "Oh, by the way, that's mine," right, gave a siman, so muteres b'shtiyah the motza, then the guy can drink it. Meaning, with any economy, we know that the wine is now kosher, but we assume that since he lives in the city of Rov Kananim, that the original owner was Miyash, and therefore, right, even though the guy says, I have a simon on it, all that does, that allows the guy who found it to drink the wine. So the Gemara says, come on, right, whose halacha is this? This is Krav Shemar Lazar. Right, again, it says that, you know, if you have Rov Kananim, that makes a difference. Shemar, apparently we see, Kikamar Rav Shemar Lazar, Rov Kananim, of Rov Shalom. That tells me that, again, that by Rov Kananim, right, that says halacha, but by Rov Yisrael, we don't. The Gemara says, aim la'olam, really, no, aim alacha, you could say that Rav Shimon Elazar, afil b'Rov Yisrael namikam, there even Rav Shimon Elazar says, if there's a majority of Jews. But Rav Asi, sever the kavasi b'chada, poligala b'chada. The Rav Asi, again, he split, right, Rav Asi was the one who split, right, Jewish, right, and non-Jewish. So it could be that he agrees, by a case of Rov Kananim, that he let to drink it, but he disagrees, by a case of Rove Yisraelim, right, that he says that you're also allowed to keep it, and therefore, right, that doesn't necessarily tell me where Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says Rove Kananim, you can keep it, but it doesn't necessarily tell me anything, right, about what he holds by Rove Yisraelim. Tosas over here, by the way, just says that based on this, we can at least assume that the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right, when there is Rove Kananim. Okay, fine. Weiter. So v'chi me'achad yisrael. So Gemara just points out a technicality. V'chi me'aser be'aser behana muteres mishum mitzia ma'ayhuksa. Right? Who cares? Again, we said that if you find it in Rov Kananim, right? So you get, it's aser behana because it's probably wine yai nesech. Right? But you're allowed to keep it. So why should you keep it if it's aser behana? So Gemara says, I'm ravashi the kankana. Because yeah, you could spill out the wine, but then you can keep the barrel. Right? So then even though right, can it belong to a guy? So Gemara says a story. Who gavad the ashkach arba zuzei detzari besidna. He found four zuz. Right, it was tied in a piece of cloth or paper or handkerchief, whatever. And it was in the biron river. For also the commander of Yehuda, Amar Le Zil Acher, Rav Yehuda said, oh, you should go and announce it. The Gemara says, what do you mean? But isn't that a case where a guy found it in the river and found it in the sea? It was washed away by the river. We said that you can keep that. The Gemara says, Shiny Narabiron, Kevin de Mithkol, Lomiyayish. Since there are things that stop, right, the Narabiron apparently was not a smooth flowing river. There was a lot of protrusions or whatever. So the guy, the owner of Pashas, does not have Yeish. Right? Pashas is going to get stuck on and snagged on one of those obtrusions in the rivers. The Gemara says, "I have Rav Kananim and Hush Mami No In Halchem Shimon Elazar. I feel Rav Kananim. But Nachal Biron apparently was a Rav Kananim, and if you have to announce it, so apparently we don't hold the Shimon Elazar." The Gemara says, "No, Shani Nachal Biron. The Yisrael Sacharlu. The Jews damn it, and Yisrael Karlu, and they worked the river and kept the Yisrael Sacharlu. Emer Yisrael Nachal." Again, since the Jews work it, we assume that it fell right from a Jew, and therefore there was no Yeish, and therefore that doesn't tell us anything right, about our questions. Rav Yehuda have a shock of also by trade the Mar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda was walking behind his Mar Shmuel, right, his Rabbi. Beshuka de Beit Daisa, he was hanging out in the marketplace of Daisa, of like grains and stuff like that. Amar Lei said to him, Matzukan Arniki, right? Mahu, what's the din? If you find an Arniki, a wallet, so Amar Lei, Hare Ilushilo, you can keep it. The Gemara says, Bo Yisov, Nasa Basiman Mahu, right? Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, right? What if there's a simon? So Amar Lei, Chayav Achzer, you gotta give it back. So Rabbi Yehuda said back to him, Tarti, what do you mean? Both, right? One second, if you tell me that you can keep a wallet that you found, so then the owner's meyayish. If the guy comes and says, gives a simon, who cares? So I mean, why should you have to give it back? Meaning those two halachos are contradictory. So Amalei said back to him, lefnim yishur zedin, in ekonami, that beyond the letter of the law, right, you should give it back, even though technically, right, you should, you can keep it. So ki ha'da avu adashmul, akha chana chamrei, just like Shmuel's father, who found these donkeys in the desert, and he gave them back. The buster Tracy Archishasa, even after 12 months, the Fnimishur Zedin, again, that was beyond the letter of the law, right? He didn't really have to keep them, right? Again, he had to have to give them back. Right? Pasha says, we assume they were Yeish, and he should have been able to keep them. Rav HaVashakal Ba'azir Ba'azir, Rav Nachman, similar story. Rav was walking by Rav Nachman, Beshukah the Gildoy, and the Shuk of people who work with leather. And Amar Lei said the Beshuk of the Rabbanan, or maybe the Shuk of the Rabbanan. Okay, fine. But Amar Lei said to him, Matakan Arnaki, what's the din if you find a wallet? Amar Lei, Hare Elushul, you can keep it. Bo Yisrael Benasim Asimon, what's the din? If a guy gives a simon, Amar Lei, Hare Elushul, right? No, still, you can keep it. Again, that's not above, that's not, you know, beyond the letter of the law. That's you know, but Tavla says you can keep it. So Gemara says, Avaha, alo, ome v'tzavech. But one second, the guy's yelling and screaming that this is a simon. So Gemara says, Nasa k'tzavech, al beis ha'shinaf, al v'asvinos ha'shtav v'beyam. Yeah, that guy's just like, you can stand and yell at your house if it's falling. He's not going to stop it from falling. So again, since he's been miyayish, right, it has yeish there. Right, so again, you know, so then he's, that, you know, it already has transferred ownership, right, and you can keep it, right, so then there's nothing for him to do, right, there's nothing that he can say. Ahu dayo deshako bisra b'shuka, right, there's a story about a vulture. It took some meat from the marketplace, v'shadi b'tsinyaisa, and it threw it into the decal trees, the palm trees, the bay bar marion of bar marions, that were owned by bar marion. Also, commit their abaye, and amar lay zil shako l'nafshka, so sure enough, bar marion went to abaye and said he can keep it. Right, Abaye said that you can keep the meat. I have a ruby this shol nenu, but again, that was a case where they lived amongst Jews, and shvam alach rabbi shem alazar, I feel the ruby shol alach like shem alazar, even if there's a majority of Jews. Where's the shiny dial? The kizuto shel yam dami. No, the case by a vulture. That is, if he, that's similar to when, excuse me, gets swept away by the river, right? And these miyash. The Gemara says, Ah, Marav, Bashar and Salam and Ayin Aser. But one second, technicality, right? But if you have meat that has not been seen, meaning if meat disappears, right? We assume again, meat is kosher as long as you keep your eyes on it. But if it just disappears and you find a random piece of meat, right, so we don't necessarily assume that it's kosher. It may have been swapped out, or maybe it's just the wrong different meat. So Gemara says, "Bomid v'ro'ehu." No, the case is where you saw right the entire right the flight of the vulture. It took it from the marketplace. You saw right the decal trees were right here. The palm trees were right there. Dropped in there. Right, so we saw it the entire time. Ruchinina matzgidi shachar ben tereli tzipori. Ruchinina saw a gedi, a goat that was shechted between Tavern Zipori Vitirulo and Vitirulo and Chum said it was mutter. Amar Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said Vitirulo Mishum Tzia, right? And they only allowed him to keep it, right? And Rabbi Shimon Elazar, but Mishum Shchita. Right, and they also allowed him to eat it. That's Rabbi Chananya Benosha Rabbi Yosef Aglili. That's like Rabbi Chananya Benosha Rabbi Yosef Aglili. The Tanya is on the Rabbisa. Haresha Avdilu Gedia Vitanagulo Vahacham Matzah Shchutin. Person loses his animals and he goes and he finds them shechted. Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says they're Oser. Where we don't necessarily assume that they were shechted properly. Rabbi Chananya Benosha Rabbi Yochanan says Aglili Matir. Right, Rabbi Chananya says that it's mutter. Amar Rabbi Nira de Rabbi Yehuda, right, became matzah ba'ashpa. Rabbi said, "I'll split you. I'll split you down the middle. If you find it in the garbage heap where you, people throw it out, then we'll assume that it wasn't shechted properly." Right, if you find it in the house, right, well, let's assume that they were shechted properly. The Gemara says, "One second, midit hiru lo mishum shchita rubi yisrael." Right, if you're telling me that we assume that it was shechted properly, that must be a scenario, right, where most of the people in the city are Jews, because otherwise we wouldn't assume, right, that a guy shechted it properly. Why would he do that? Apparently, we see that if you can keep it, right, then the halachas like Shimon Elazar in the case where it's majority of Jews. Amar Rava, Rava said, "No, Rav Knanim, but Rav Tavchi." So no, most of the city are goyim, but most of the people who shecht meat, right, even, you know, for goyim, right, are Jews, right. So therefore, right, the pasha says if it was shechted, right, the rove of the shechters of the shochtim, right, were Jewish. So Rabbi Ami Ashkach Pargiot Shchutos Ben Tzraya Letzipori, again Pargiot, right, that's an Israeli word, right, right, very fine, delectable. Right, young chickens. Right, could be here. They were different. Right, different. Okay, whatever. But either way, Rashi says pargiot or gozlot, which really means like pigeons or like bnei yona. Okay, either way, he found these birds between Tveria and Tzipori. And also kamei Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Asi went to Rabbi Asi. Amrle kamei Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Yochanan. Amrle be medrasha or he went to the smedrash. Amrle they said to him zil shakol anafshecha. Right, you are allowed to keep it. Again, that's obviously between Tveria and Tzipori is Rov Yisraelim, right? And sure enough, some of the so there the debate in the Achronim whether that already proves Rav Shimon Elazar is in Barov Yisraelim, because the Gemara does not make that jump. As a Machlokes Rishonim, whether this will prove it. Okay, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Ashkech Kibura to Azli Bay Azliye. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, he found some string. That was, you know, that for trappers, right, to make traps, to make nets. Also committed Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Levi, the Joshua, either he went to Rabbi Yochanan or he went to the base medrash. Sure enough, he said, you can go keep that for yourself. Okay, we're going to invite during the Halakah Shas tomorrow. That concludes that whole back and forth. We'll start with the Mishnah. Bezrat Hashem, have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.